This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, look at all these trillions of dollars debt, lost jobs, and foreclosed homes.
Did I do that?
You dug yourself a hole and you crawled in it.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just hit me on the head.
Robert Scott Bell.
We will make this the most honest, ethical, and open Congress in history.
Is there any insanity in your family?
Do we have the power to tell people what they have to eat every day?
Senator Coburn,
today, Junior?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Economics for 2 hours every day, 6 days a week, and both radio and TV. Award-winning Robert Scott Bell Show, the award-winning winning is tonight, is unabashedly defends liberty, promotes return to constitutional government. A homeopath who served on the board of the American Association of Homeopathic Pharmacists, Robert Scott Bell has a passion for health, healing, and powerful dedication to freedom, informed choice, and truth. Mr. Bell's program is carried by Natural News Network and by Justice Communications. Congratulations, Robert Scott.
All right, Robert. RSD. Hey, that was audio for... Where was that from, Super Don, we just heard?
That was from the Oscars. Congratulations.
The Oscars, yes, right. greatest... I do slapstick occasionally. They never give awards for comedy, though. Do they?
Yeah, they do.
Okay. Best comedy.
I don't know what they're called, but yeah, I mean, they do. They give awards for everything now.
All right. Well, best comedic healthcare dude. Seriously, thank you to Jonathan Emord, the Sacred Fire of Liberty is burning brightly here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Just honored to be considered, much less with all those that were there. And it was just a great, great weekend, Super Don. And I'm only sad you weren't there, and you were doubly not there because I'm in trouble. My wife, who was there with me, looked beautiful in her prom dress, which was not. It was a ball gown of some kind. It was just gorgeous.
It was great. You both looked awesome.
But let me just say this, Super Don. My apologies to you right now on the air for everybody to hear. After... much of that night that event was going on, I was trying to interview as many people as I could after they got their awards, and they were also lined up to get videotaped for their, you know, acceptance speech, their thank you speech. And so there was a big line, and by the time I got all theirs and then I went in to get my awards, I came out and it was like crazy time. Then the lady just set up for one more interview for me, and guess what I didn't do?
What?
I didn't say thank you, Super Don.
Oh, you didn't say thank you to me?
I know. Oh. I feel
no,
wrong.
No, I wasn't saying that like I'm offended or something.
You should be. I'm wrecked with guilt here. I mean, you're the guy. You make the thing go. It sounds good because of you.
It's a team effort. That's fine. It's so cool that you got the award.
I told my wife you wouldn't be too mad at me. She didn't believe
me.
No, she knows you. But anyway, no, I'm telling you for the world to hear. Super Don, my hero, my buddy, we've been through a lot together, and
we have.
My goodness, to be acknowledged and awarded this way, and like I said, that's right, it is a team effort, and that's what I want everybody to
know.
Look,
I lean on you just as much, if not more, than you lean on me, so it's all good. But,
lean
you know,
on
listen.
Me. Did you see that, you know, people were asking about the text of the award, what it actually said? I finally saw it yesterday, I think, when I got home. What it said.
You're like, what does this thing say? What did I just get awarded for? Yeah, and not just one, but two. Two awards, right?
Undo for two. And, let me see if I can find the text. I think the images, they're in the show notes today at robertscottbell.com. One was for Excellence in Health Journalism Award in honor of humble, old, lovable homeopath with an attitude. for incisive and thorough reporting on health, markets, law, and policy. Sacred Fire of Liberty Gala, Cambridge, Maryland, September 5th and 6th, 2014. Right. And then this one's really cool. I like this. Voice of Liberty Award. That really counts. I mean, you know, like I said, Jonathan thought these through. He really did. For outstanding reporting and commentary on government threats to individual liberty and freedom of choice. God bless you, Jonathan E. Mord. You are out there fighting for all of us as well. And I'm better for you being in this world, my friend. So thank you.
Yeah. And I mean, a great lineup, too, of people that they had there that were receiving awards and great speeches and stuff. I'm hoping that they get this stuff online soon so we can all see it.
Yeah, the thank yous should be up later because it was a separate company that was putting it together. In fact, you know, that's why I said I had to race because they were already breaking down after I had interviewed everybody and then got the awards, and it just, I think I was a little frazzled. Well, we'll see what happens there.
You frazzled? No.
Nah, I was all right. I was really a wonderful time, and I was just beaming and smiling. Why? Because whenever you're surrounded by people who love liberty, there's just something special about it. And how do you describe it? But it's like when we all went to the Health Freedom Expos and the things we do, when you have people that are aligned in purpose and mission, and even though everybody's got their own way of going about it, because there are many people in industry and different things. Jonathan is actually in the law realm of that. You know, we're in broadcast media. There's just all manners of ways to do this. And I think that for those that think, well, there's only one way to get it done, it takes all of these ways, and you've got to follow your bliss. And if you love liberty, hang out with people who do as well. It doesn't mean you have to do it the way they do it or the way I do it. I've said this so many times before. You're here for a purpose. Find out what that is and live it to your fullest possibility or potential. And you will have great joy no matter what, no matter how the world perceives your success. I am acknowledged. That's fine. I don't do it for that purpose. You know that. But the reality is if it shines a light on others that we could, you know, continue to grow, I'm thrilled beyond belief. And Super Don, I thank you personally and sincerely for being on this journey with me.
Well, thank you, because like I said, you know, it's something that we both do together, and we both have fun with it. I think we both have a passion for it. So,
definitely. And we all, listen.
Congratulations to you.
Thank you. Well, we also have a passion for covering these stories and really making sense out of them, especially when, in my mind, that the way they're presented in the mainstream pharmaceutically conflicted media is so wacky. This is all over the news. This one we're just pulling from CNN. They say there's a new virus or a semi-new virus, or maybe it's an old virus with a new name. I don't know. Here, let's find out. It's hitting the Midwest, and it could be, oh, no, they're going to use that term, the tip of the iceberg, according to the CDC. It's a respiratory virus. It's also known as an enterovirus, so it actually isn't new. But, oh, my gosh, it is hitting hard. Enterovirus EVD68. It sounds like my electro voice, RE20.
That's the latest microphone that's come out.
Microphone and a virus. Who knows what viruses are on my microphone? Be very afraid. But the story here, and I'm not disputing the fact that children are being hammered with this and some are being put in intensive care, but even some of the news media and medical officials are acknowledging that the kids who are hit the hardest, guess what? They already have pre-existing conditions. Respiratory ailments, allergies. Is that a shocker or
what? Where have we heard this before? Oh, yeah. That's like every other thing when they talk about people that are getting sick or dying. Turns out they've got some kind of pre-existing condition that is causing it. It's like with the flu.
Yeah.
When the flu, you know, flu epidemics. Like, right. Here's all these people who have died from the flu. Well, we forgot to mention they had pneumonia and they had all these other things, you know, associated.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And another layer to this, Superdon, is the fact that this is happening just as the kids are going back to school in most parts of America and in the Midwest as well. Why is this an interesting thing? Not just because of close quarters and maybe coughing and sneezing and gagging and wheezing, but how many of them, percentage-wise, are getting their back-to-school shots?
Ooh.
Yeah. Think about that.
Yep.
We inject them with toxic medicaments, mercury, formaldehyde. We've got animal RNA and DNA, aluminum. Some aborted fetal tissue. We've got unknown contaminants. We've got aluminum, mercury, etc. And that is a nightmare for the immune system, especially if any of these children are immunocompromised. And let's face it, what kid doesn't have some level of allergies or digestive upset or skin rashes? any number of things that are indicative of immune dysregulation or immune exhaustion or hyperimmune responses. And so in this case, we've got to acknowledge that the vaccinated population may be more at risk. Yes, maybe more at risk, not less so, even though they don't have a vaccine for an enterovirus that I'm aware of. So we have, again, another great understanding here. With each generation, with each successive year, we're going to see more what they're going to call viral outbreaks, and I will call them toxicological assaults, resulting in severe respiratory immune disorders and hospitalizations, and perhaps even some level of death that no amount of vaccines can ever save you from, because, in fact, they're contributing to it.
Well, there you go, in a nutshell.
Yeah.
And it's funny because the doctors are saying, oh, here's this enterovirus. Oh, yes, all these kids. But it's really not dangerous, and kids usually get over it, and it's okay.
Right.
Well, then why are we talking about it then?
Well, why are we talking about it?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't we be? Because it's happening.
Oh, no. It's a,
I don't know. It's
just
in the
got
news.
Breaking news. Grass is growing in Nebraska.
Yeah, well, again, I know we've got the religious scenario related to the worship of vaccines. But we also got to recognize that when the immune system is compromised, what else do we have? The story says that these are normally occurring viruses. They're in all of us. Ooh, no. You mean we're not catching this? What does that mean? They're opportunistic. That means when the environment is ripe for them to overgrow a welcome balance, or whatever level of normalcy there would be, because they're present all the time, and overtake the host, it means that the host has become a willing accomplice, or an unbeknownst accomplice, because the host are these children, the parents have put their trust in the doctors have assaulted the host, the child's body, with these toxic substances, and then you have expression of genetic, let's say, expulsion in the form of viruses. And they want to say it's the cause. We don't acknowledge it as the cause, but as the end result of what they're doing here. So it's another stupid human trick, a stupid medical human trick. And there are many more to cover. We can't cover enough of them over time here, but that's an important one. And we've got a little under a minute here. And Super Don, I want to squeeze this in because I didn't even tell everybody about the show. Barbara Lowe Fisher is one of the interviews I got. And she's coming up next. She was also given an award at the Sacred Fire Liberty Gala. And also Roger Carter, too, from Roger Carter Racing, is talking about a race to save the Constitution. And we do have Advanced Medicine. It is Advanced Medicine Monday here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Dr. Rasha Bitar will be joining us. We'll talk more about the CDC whistleblower story and who knows what else we can unravel. What medical mysteries can we make clear and simple and alleviate you from any fear that remains? Also, obesity, microchips, and couches that drive you to the refrigerator. Stupid humans? Yeah, we've got a few of them. We're going to talk about them as well. But Barbara Lowe Fisher's coming up next on the Robert Scott Bell Show. RobertScottBell.com for all the links, and say thanks to our sponsors.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risks of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare fuel is the answer. Spare fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, spare fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The sacred fire of liberty is burning in my next guest. She is an inspiration. She's a hero of mine, and I'm so glad we got her on. And congratulations on your award.
Thank
Barbara
you.
Lowe Fisher. Welcome.
Thank you so much.
Well, I of course, going back to, we talked off the air yesterday about Harris Coulter, who you initially co-authored a book that was so significant, mm-hmm. opened my world a whole big way. And of course, Harris Coulter and his books, Divided Legacy, mm-hmm. and more. We talked about the fact that he was the interpreter for my commencement speaker at Emory University, of all people, the guy with the thing on his head,
right.
Gorbachev, right?
That's right.
And you told a funny story about how he was the favorite interpreter for that guy.
Yes, he was.
And the history, of course, with what you did with Harris and beyond that with the National Vaccine Information Center has been one to bring a spotlight to something that certain proponents of the vaccine methods of prevention did not like, let's say, to be brought out. And you stood strong despite attacks and still to this day are standing strong. And I, again, appreciate you so much. I would give you 1,000 awards, not just one.
Well, you know, as we've been talking about the right to informed consent to vaccination, I think it's a human right because when you are making a decision, a medical risk, taking a medical risk that could harm you or your child, there's really not a greater right that I think we have than individual autonomy, right to self-determination, and the right to make decisions about risks that could harm us is, as I said, a human right.
Mm-hmm.
And certainly after World War II, the informed consent ethic was certainly positioned by the judges at Nuremberg,
right.
as a human right, as mm-hmm. a natural right, an inalienable right. And I think that when we look at what mainstream media is trying to characterize,
mm-hmm.
people who make vaccine choices or who decline to get every federally recommended vaccine,
mm-hmm.
They're trying to characterize it as a criminal act. and that getting vaccinated is a patriotic act, this conversation has become very serious. Because they are going into the states, the pharmaceutical lobby, the medical trade lobby, the public health lobby, and they are trying to take away our right to take a religious exemption or a conscientious belief exemption, even a medical exemption, because they have narrowed the medical reasons for what constitutes a contraindication of vaccination. So it's so narrow now that almost no medical reason qualifies.
Yeah, and no physician is very few are courageous enough to ever actually sign an exemption. So you're left with philosophical or religious, and people don't really understand that. I think everything is religious or spiritual, honestly, but suffice it to say that if doctors were doing their job, they would acknowledge the scientific peer review journal, much less their clinical experience, and say, hey, if somebody has immunocompromised, even has an allergy, that could be an indication of a severe adverse event just waiting to happen.
Well, right now, if you look at the guidelines, they are vaccinating people with cancer. They're vaccinating people with HIV. They are vaccinating the immunocompromised.
Yes.
Not what they'll do is sometimes they'll withhold the live virus vaccines, but after they've gone through the chemo, then they're a candidate for even the live virus vaccine.
A chemo destroys your immune system, and you're not compromised enough to not get one of those things. So, yeah, you are fighting really for the right of informed consent.
Yes.
Some people will attack you as being anti-vaccination. Whether you are or not, to me, is irrelevant, because it's about the support of knowing the risks and having an ability to make a fully informed decision.
Well, that's right. I get attacked by people who think I'm not anti-vaccine enough.
Mm-hmm.
I get attacked by people who think I am anti-vaccine.
Right, right.
I walk a middle line, and you know the reason why? Because I don't tell people what to do.
Mm-hmm.
Because I believe that when you do your own research and you fully understand the risks, you will make a conscious decision. And then when you're challenged, you're able to defend that decision. But if I tell you what to do...
It's because Barbara said so.
Right.
No, you're not going
to
do that.
No, because I want you to own the decision, because then you can defend it.
Yes.
I won't be there standing there when you have to defend that decision.
Right.
And, you know, most people go and get these vaccines. They do more research to when they buy a new car or they buy a home than they do when it comes to a medical product, a biological product that carries the risk of injury or death.
Yes.
They don't do the same amount of research.
No, exactly. Well, Barbara Lowe Fisher, you've done so much for so many. I would give you, as I said, many awards, but I'm glad you were honored here at the Sacred Fire of Liberty Gala. How do people find out more about you?
Go to NVIC.org. NVIC.org. A lot of free information. A map of the states, the state laws, a lot of referenced information. I am obsessive about referencing
do. And it's an extraordinary place. I recommend people go there all the time. Barbara Lowe Fisher, thank you. You have an open door here on the Robert Scott
Bell
Show.
Thank you so much.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, you know, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here. And he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy. But everybody doesn't have good energy. So they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement, detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet and you can drink it too. Echo Water. Check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, Mexican, 6 vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
The Robert Scott Bell Show sometimes is called the fastest 2 hours of healing on radio, 6 days a week. But I'm not as fast as some of my race car fans and the race car drivers and teams that I am a fan of. In fact, we have been featured on the organic racing team for many years that did the Cannonball runs. Recently, our great listener Lori Harvey featured us on her race car. And I connected with Roger Carter some years ago during the Ron Paul runs for the presidency. I was speaking for the 10th Amendment Center. We had some Ron Paul Revolution events. And at one of those events, Roger and his team showed up and they had, Ron Paul all over the car. These guys love liberty and they're doing another event, kind of a race to save the Constitution. So I thought I'd feature that, especially coming off this great weekend where we did the Sacred Fire of Liberty. And I mentioned that wherever your passion lies, whatever your bliss is, follow it. And it could be into racing and you could spread that message of liberty there, like Roger Carter does. Roger Carter, too. Welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Thank you. It's great to be back on the show, and I sure do believe in what you're doing, and you know you and I share the same passion, so it's great to be here.
We do. I mean, over the years that Ron Paul was running for president, there was such a buzz and excitement, and he brought a lot of folks back to that concept of liberty at the core of our culture that has been so lost. And I was so inspired by what you did as well, because, you know, he lit those fires of liberty, and you said, we're taking it into the racing realm. And I got a question since then. We haven't talked a lot, although I've kept following you and what you've been doing. How has been the response within the racing community for this kind of message?
The racing community absolutely loves the message. It's so swept under the rug. The perception is that people don't care about this thing and they don't fight for liberty and all that. And it's just couldn't be further from the truth. The problem is that we as a society don't coordinate to get together and stand for that voice of liberty. So that's what we do, is we try to bring that to the forefront for the working of American. And that's what we're doing with this deal. I've done, back in 2006 and 2007, I had what was called the Save the U.S. Constitution Tour, and we stood up for a lot of things that we thought were wrong in this country, and just as yourself does, we're a voice for things we wanted to put out that were not utilizing our Constitution as it was written by our forefathers. And so I'm going back to the roots of that. I really like the message, and I've been asked a lot by the followers of our race team to get back to that. So what we're doing is we're going into Kentucky Speedway on the 19th of September. It's live Fox One, Fox Sports One television. It's an ARCA race, and I'm driving the number 97 Save the U.S. Constitution Dodge, and it's completely funded by myself. Some other folks that support it, and people all over the United States that just believe in liberty and the Constitution.
Well, so, Roger, I got to ask you this question, because we see all kinds of things as far as on race cars. Usually it's beer and Viagra and pink ribbons that do not raise money for any cures. And we talk about the real things that help and heal, and that's why we also talk about political healing here. Are there companies too afraid of aligning themselves with something that would be considered a political message, even though I think the cause of liberty is technically apolitical? It's something all Americans should support.
Yes, that is very true. And it's hard to get companies to line up with that, because unless they're very outspoken and do not care what mainstream says, which is very tough to do, because when you're in a retail market or when you're dealing with individuals, they have to put a filter on what they say and do, which is not supposed to be in this country, but that's what they have to do. It's even gotten to a point, I used to run Save the U.S. Constitution facing out on my spoiler on every one of my race cars. It didn't matter what was on it. I had never been asked to remove it. 2 years ago, we were told no longer that anything can be ran on that particular part of the spoiler. And, you know, I was the only one that was doing it, so obviously I felt it was targeted at that.
Yeah, I found similar, Roger, because, you know, obviously in media, similar to a race car, we survive and thrive on supportive sponsorships. Now, I'm very selective about who I sponsor or who sponsors me, and I'm sure you are as well. But there are companies that I would love to have on this show that are too afraid to come on this show because of the message that we bring out. And sometimes it can be a lonely place to be that voice for liberty in a sea of, political correctness.
Yes, and I do battle that a lot. And there's been actually some companies that I work with that they had to pull away from. They didn't believe in my views. Not so much, I don't think, as they believed in them, as they did not want to align themselves with that and, you know, cause themselves any loss of business. And that's the unfortunate thing, is we as a society need to stand up for what we believe in, whether it gets in our pocketbooks a little bit or not. And that's the problem we face every day, is the greed, the corruption, the things that people do are so financially motivated, instead of focusing on what is right in this country and what we need to do to make it a better place to live and to live by what our forefathers wrote this Constitution. then all the other things would fall back into place. But right now, we're dealing with a country that is so sidetracked from where we were, but it's all about corruption and greed, as you know.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. We're talking with Roger Carter, Roger Carter 2 Racing, and we have him linked up in the show notes. You can find him at on Facebook, of course, and I'd encourage you to like his page. He's a great guy. And, of course, what they're doing is very worthwhile in terms of our love of liberty here. Perhaps you are already a race fan and you want to learn more about what he's doing. Maybe you even want to support it. There's a way to do that with this campaign. And, again, sometimes you're a lone voice in the wilderness, but I would assume that the support in that community would be there. But still, when you step up and really make it a focal point, the centerpiece for your reason for being in the midst of your passion for racing, it can be something that makes it more difficult to do what you do from an economic viability standpoint.
It is. And I have some, you know, the good part about this is there's a lot of people that do support it. Richard Hatch is, a big supporter, which he's the first Survivor winner. And me and him are really good friends. We team up a lot to do things like this. You'll be seeing more of that in the future with myself and Richard. And he has a lot of support behind him, as well. So, you know, there are voices out there, and what I try to do is my main goal with this Save the U.S. Constitution Tour car is to bring those folks together. I would like to see them come to our like page at Carter 2 Motorsports to become a bigger voice and to express our opinions and to join with folks like yourself. And to move this movement forward for the belief in our Constitution, because as you know, so many places it's getting just trampled all over, including our own government wants nothing to do with this Constitution anymore, which what really scares me is I think the average American person doesn't realize what that means in turn for them, for our freedoms and where this country is headed if we do not secure that document that keeps our freedoms secure. I'm very scared for our children and their children and where the direction this country's going. And I feel if I sit back and don't do anything or try to do something that I become part of the problem as well. So I'm just trying to do my part to coordinate us together to stand for what we believe in.
Yeah, beautiful. And this weekend we came off of a great event, near our nation's capital. About the sacred fire of liberty. And Jonathan Emord has written a number of books about these issues, including The Rise of Tyranny, talking about the fact that we are now led by an unelected bureaucracy. It's called a bureaucratic oligarchy, that no matter who you vote into office, this unelected bureaucracy in the executive branch runs roughshod over the people's liberties. And this is an untenable situation, and we were warned by our founding fathers. In fact, when it airs, The most stunning thing of many great things that happened this weekend, Jonathan Emord wrote a speech in the voice of George Washington. They actually had the national guy who does George Washington and all of the monuments and Mount Vernon and such, or wherever he is. And he read it and he said, I wasn't going to do this because he's over in demand. Yet when he read it, he says, it's the first speech anybody's ever written truly in the voice of Washington. And I'm going to, give you a heads up when it goes online so you can see it. It's so inspiring. But I'm also inspired by you, Roger. As I said, not everybody's willing to put this front and center into their passion, to let that come out so everybody knows who you are, what you stand for. And we embrace that here as well. Check it out, Carter 2 Motorsports on Facebook. And it links up also to a GoFundMe campaign, interestingly enough, that you're asking for help from the We the People out there, those that are into racing and liberty, maybe want to help you out here, and maybe you can tell us what kind of things people can do and what they could expect maybe to get in return if that's the case.
Well, as I call this, the tour that it is, the Save the U.S. Constitution Tour, it's the We the People car, and We the People fund it. And whenever you go out onto a stage this size that carries, many people viewing this live TV, it costs a lot of money to do what we do at that stage. And we're just trying to bring some funds in to help offset the costs, to keep this program going. I don't like to ask, people out there for funding. That's not something I generally do. And in fact, this is probably only the second time I've ever done it. but I believe in it so much. It just costs so much for me to do this. I can't do it on my own. Big time auto racing costs a lot of money. And,
right.
You know, whenever you, like you said, you're putting a lot of corporate sponsors around the cars for a reason. Save the U.S. Constitution's not on the car for a reason. Well, look at me all the time because of the funding. So I'm trying to help bring this out there, and I hope that we can get the corporate sponsors to step in that are willing to align their name with it so we can take it off of myself helping fund it and some of the others that put, you know, funding in. So that's what we're doing, and, you know, what someone can get in return for that, if there is a company out there that is willing to go on, we'd also associate their name with the car and put it on as well. There's a lot of opportunities if they just contact us through that Facebook at Carter 2 Motorsports. We would certainly, speak with them and try to make a program that would work for whatever they're looking for.
Sure. It looks like there are donation levels that can even get people pit passes to join you guys at the Kentucky Speedway to be part of the Carter 2 Motorsports team. Any race fans out there, this is a great opportunity as well to align for a good message out there. It'll go out on national TV as well. This is very exciting. Thank you so much for being back on board, Roger.
No problem, Robert. It's always a pleasure to be here.
All right, take care. We'll be right back with more Powerful Healing.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including the 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
You know, CBD has been making headlines. It's changing minds as well. And the good news is hemp CBD is legal in all 50 states. CBD or cannabidiol is a natural part of the hemp plant that's making those headlines in 2014 here. Hemp is already considered a superfood by millions worldwide, including me, RSB. And it's enjoyed as a complete vegetarian protein and an ideal source of healthy omega fatty acids. Hemp Meds PX is the world's trusted CBD-rich hemp oil source. Hemp Meds PX sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. That's why they offer CBD-rich hemp oils in a variety of ways, from natural hair care and skin care to whole plant supplements and lifestyle products. Quality begins with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds PX are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from healthy hemp. There are so many different ways to enjoy CBD-rich hemp oil from Hemp Meds PX. The only question we have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Contact me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. MBROWER at GCNLive.com. That's MBROWER at GCNLive.com.
Life with love. And of course, if you go into the Olive Garden the next 7 weeks, I don't think it's all that loving. Did you see this article just came out, I think overnight, from Mike Adams, the health ranger at Natural News? How to become obese and diabetic in just 7 weeks. Because we all want that, don't we, Super Don? Obese and diabetic. We don't have enough obesity in our lives.
That's a great combo. And not only can you become obese and diabetic, but you can do it out at a fancy restaurant. Right?
Yeah, for only $100 for the next 7 weeks. The never-ending pasta pass.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Do not pass go. Do not collect $100. Give us your $100, and you can feed at the pasta pig trough at Olive Garden. So 7 weeks of gorging yourself on unlimited refined carbohydrates and GM grains, not going to be so good. But you can get extra soft drinks with aspartame or highly effed up corn syrup. I can say that.
Fudged. Fudged up.
Fructose. That's
fructose
stuff.
Yeah. You know, I've heard of a season pass to like baseball games, a season pass to Disneyland. This is the first not season pass to a restaurant that I've
The never-ending pasta pass. And it's funny, Mike, at the end, he says, after doing all of this, he says, what if one of these 1,000 people dies from a heart attack? I mean, it's not funny, but, I mean, could Olive Garden be held liable for that? But he says this, in the meantime, check out this link. I think I'll actually buy a never-ending pasta pass and give it to Robert Scott Bell as a practical joke.
Nice.
Yeah, and so he added that I actually said that to him. I said I was wondering where I was going to eat for the next 7 weeks now that I'm home.
Yeah,
so
there you go.
Not there, but thanks, Mike Adams, for the thought. That was very kind of you. Hey, you know what? If you do eat a lot of those things, you might need a microchip. That's right, implanted into your brain. And good news for you couch potatoes, scientists are working on brain-altering intelligent microchip to combat obesity. But what I got to say is that the scientists are the ones that need the brain-altering intelligent microchip to get off their fat aspirins and exercise. And, oh my gosh, take 100 micrograms of GTF chromium, 100% whole food chromium, 3 times a day so that they'll be able to transfer energy into and out of the cells, the sugar into and out of the cells, so that obesity may be a thing of the past. Also, we want to implant the microchips into the brains of these dunderheaded scientists that help their liver to function, because liver detoxification is everything here. If you are going to insist on eating never-ending pasta for the next 7 weeks, you're going to end up in trouble. And no amount of microchips telling you to stop eating is going to help you any more than when they cut out your intestines and banned you, that ultimately your health is going to be better for good, because we've talked about the malabsorption issues that are the end unintended consequence result of all of these bariatric type surgeries, stomach bypasses and stapling, etc., or whatever technological leap they've made now with a chip implanted in your brain. But that's the insanity of modern medicine. We can't get people to do the right thing because we don't know what the right thing is. Who among these microchip scientists is talking about organic non-GMO foods, 100% unprocessed, unrefined, not loaded with pesticides, herbicides, and fungicides? None of them. No. It's much more profitable to get covered under Obamacare to implant microchips into your brain.
I don't know, Robert. I mean, this Professor Steve Bloom, who's the guy that came up with the idea of this microchip.
Yeah.
I don't know. Did you know he's a knight?
He's a knight?
He was knighted in 2012.
What, in Monty Python's Knights of the Round Table?
He is the knight that says
me. Knights of the Round Table. Me, that's right. Very good. And I'm the one that says, icky, icky, icky. Of course,
no kidding. This guy is actually a knight.
A knight. Well, didn't do him a whole heck of a lot of good. He's probably going to use a sword to implant the microchips. That, if you're part of the NHS, our friends Robert Verkirk and Melanie over there, ANH, don't do this. I know they wouldn't. Hey, heads up. Did I mention on the air that we may be going to England? I think I did, but I've been so out of it the last day since I got back.
I don't remember if that was on the air, if it was...
So if you're listening in UK Health Radio, plug into the Alliance for Natural Health Europe, anh-europe.com, I believe. And we'll see. Maybe toward the end of March, we'll be in England doing some broadcasts and lectures. So stick around for that. Also, Seattle, we've got some upcoming events, and we'll let you know. But the robot couch that can drive you back to the fridge?
We'll have to cover that later.
Oh, okay. We'll cover that. Maybe Dr. Batar will want to hear about that. It's Advanced Medicine Monday. Dr. Rasha Batar is going to join us next hour. We're going to talk about, anything. We can talk about the CDC whistleblower story, the Barack Ebola. Is it Barack Ebola? We'll check on that. All right, stick around. RobertScoutBell.com, National News Radio, GCN. The power to heal is yours. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old." My body has changed dramatically. I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
An advanced proprietary technology is used to energetically encode all the ingredients that make up One World Whey. One World Whey is formulated to mirror human mother's milk. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.